Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 18th. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Next week, obviously, we won't be having any discussion on Monday, but I'll put up the weekly expectations on Tuesday. Overnight, we had March corn down a penny and a half at 481 and a half. March wheat down 8¾ cents at 620 and a half, and March being steady at 1331 and a half. We didn't see any exports. That's the first time, I think, in 8 days we haven't seen any bean exports. The NOPA crush was huge on Friday, 189. That's almost 10 million above a year ago. And that may or may not include one of the new plants that just came online. So the number might even be higher. The wheat was down overnight as Saudi decided to take, looks like, Russian wheat, 1.35 million metric tons. They paid between 277 and 296 plus freight. So we're starting to get a little more competitive out here, but the wheat was down because the U.S. didn't get any of that business. The beans were down about 10 cents at one point, came back to close steady. There were a few rains in northwest Brazil, not a lot. Temperatures look to be really hot, 100 to 110 degrees in the north. They're going to get more rain south. Looks toward the end of the week that northern Brazil may get some rains, but it doesn't look like it's a real trend changer out here, and it may, you know, certainly settle a little bit of the dust out there, but whether it actually does any good, we'll have to see. But we're really getting into the crunch time where we've got to start seeing really good rains in Brazil, or these yield estimates are going to keep ratcheting down. For the week, really not much going on. We'll get export sales on Thursday, obviously, export inspections today at 10 o'clock. On Wednesday, on Thursday, we'll get the jobless claims out here. We'll get the GDP. We'll get export sales. I think I said that. And that's really about it. There's not too much news out. I think the big one will be the GDP on Thursday. But I think we're going to be really focusing on the weather in Brazil. If they do get the rains, we'll probably push a little bit lower in the beans. But it's a long weekend coming up, so I don't see the funds getting too involved. A lot of traders are on vacation. That could mean more volatility with less traders there to take one side or the other of the market. But, generally this time of year, we can be a little bit quiet with so many traders gone, and the same thing next week. On Friday, we'll get the cattle on feed report, hogs and pigs at cold storage. It'll come out after the close on Friday, so it won't be traded until Tuesday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.